Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Have you ever, like, looked at your text and had no idea what they were about?
Yes.
Because I didn't put phone numbers with them. It says, Jamie, do I need you on Friday? What?
Do I need you on Friday?
Yeah. I don't know what that means. I was flying.
Yeah, mine usually happen the day after I drink, and people are texting me. It's like the night before.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, I know who this is now. This is Alex, my new favorite guy, the driver.
Oh. Okay.
That's who it is. Okay. I was like, do I need you on Friday?
I know. I'm terrible about saving people on my phone, too.
Yeah, I do not add contacts. I think, well, I'll just look at the previous messages so I'll know who they are.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, that did not work.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't leave a driver, though, as your contact.
Well, I would put driver Alex.
For the first time.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, anyway. If you guys don't have anything to do today, if you don't have anything to watch today, Oprah's having a special.
About what?
The Oprah special. It's a blue plate special. It's about the Presleys.
Oh.
The Presleys?
Yeah, Elvis.
Oh,
the
Elvis
mom, Presley. Lisa Marie, the son. You know, all the Presleys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tonight it's an Oprah special on a very special Oprah. It's
called, they're all dead.
Well, the mom's not.
Is that's she? The only one.
Yeah, she's
everybody dumb. Else is dead. Mom, yeah. Dad. That's Elvis's mom and dad.
And the daughter.
The daughter.
The daughter's alive.
Yeah, but she's not a Presley.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
Mm-mm.
What do you mean she's
isn't
not?
She like a Chloe or what is her last name? It's something different.
Well, that's because Lisa Marie married somebody.
Yeah. I'm just
but
saying.
But it's still the granddaughter.
Yeah. I'm just saying the name Presley.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying all the Presleys are dead as far as the last name goes.
Okay. Anyway, so it's tonight on CBS, so if you want to check that out, feel free to do that. We mentioned that Donald Trump is coming to town on Friday. He's going to be at the Gaylord. They're saying that he's going to do the Lazy River, so that'll be pretty exciting. Oh, my God. I will tell you, though, I saw the coolest thing that these hotels are doing now. We haven't brought it here to Colorado, but they're doing it in California.
Yeah.
So they blow up these air mattresses like things that float, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they give you a little floating like glass of wine too, like right here. And then they just push you out to the Lazy River and it's really low, like they turn it down. And then they play like, and it's all candlelit and you just float down and just meditate.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound awful?
That would be
awesome,
sweet.
Not awful. Awesome.
It's way better than just sitting down. You're like moving.
Yeah, and they have music, and it's all lit by candles. And then they'll walk up if you want more wine. They'll pour in your wine. The other thing I was thinking is like that's like a crunch to set up for that. So I might skip the wine.
Yeah, I need someone funneling that into my mouth.
Yeah,
while
right.
I lay there.
Exactly. I was like, oh, I'd have to get up on an energy. It just looked really cool, and it's a company that does it and takes these events to different hotels, like the Gaylord, and then they set them up. And I tried to buy one. I wanted to go to the one in California with my girlfriend, and I tried to buy it, and it said it was all sold out. Oh. Oh, man. Anyway, pretty cool. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, Donald Trump going to be down the laser.
What kind of crowd do you think that's going to draw?
Well, it depends. Is he going to wear the long shorts with the flowers on it or the G-string?
I don't know. I think he's going to go with the Speedo for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty big out there. I think that they're going to pull in a pretty good crowd. I think he'll get 10,000 or so.
Yeah, I don't know how many Republicans we have here.
Yeah, I think they will.
We'll see what happens. What happens? All right, let's see here. Oh, I have breaking news. This just handed to me.
Uh-oh.
Bianca and Kanye are back together again.
Oh, no!
Yay!
No! Thank God.
I know. It's been a few weeks now, and they finally got back together. Yeah, their marriage was on the rocks, but then they reunited in Tokyo amid the breakup rumors. Oh. Yeah, so they're reunited. Anyway, and I guess they went shopping.
I'd love to go to Tokyo.
I would too.
That would be a
I've never been.
I've never been to Japan.
Yep, that would be pretty cool. I'm always just worried about earthquakes. I don't know why.
Yeah, I got a friend that went, and he loved it. Loved it.
My friend used to be for United. She was like a person that went on. It's when the airlines had a lot of money. Yeah. So for all the first class passengers, she would be like the liaison for Tokyo. Oh. But she said that the beds are little.
Little beds?
Little beds. Kind of short. Kind of short little beds. Like our legs hung over.
Yeah.
Well, like your toes are touching. I've slept on a couch before.
Yeah.
I think it'd be close to the same.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Just getting a little... Just yeah. Yep, it'll be fine. All right, let's see here. Foxy Brown is trying to debunk rumors that she and Jay-Z had a relationship when she was underage. I guess this is now coming out. I'm wondering about this Jay-Z guy, okay? I'm thinking there's going to be this Foxy Brown. It's going to come up. I think Rihanna is part of the mix.
I think Jay-Z and Beyonce are definitely going to come up.
Yeah, I do too. The lawyer that has a bunch of people that are trying to... that say that P. Diddy did things. He has been speaking. Here is, if you want to play the first one.
The first one?
Which is number two, I think.
Just a second. Got to make sure
two?
I got it.
Right.
I think, no, it's not
three.
Number two.
Three?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Have you sent any demand letters out to anybody other than Diddy saying, here's what you've done. We want to settle with you or we're going to file a lawsuit. Have you sent any to, say, other celebrities beyond Diddy?
We have. And I want to explain that process because it's important. You know, in every single case, especially cases like this, we collect our data, collect our evidence, do our due diligence, spend time with the victim. And then because it's in the best interest of the victim, we attempt to resolve these matters without the filing of a public lawsuit. And we have done that already. We've done that, I would say, you know, with a handful of individuals, many of which you've heard of before, and we'll continue to do that. That's just the standard process that every lawyer in the United States who handles these types of cases uses because it's the right way to do it.
That guy does not sound like a high-priced lawyer.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I saw him, and he has, like...
You got a southern twang to it.
Well, and his hair is greased back, and I cannot stand it when men grease back their hair. I don't know why that bothers me so much, but it does. It's like, why are you putting, like, grease in your hair and slicking it back?
It looks like you just got out of the shower.
Yeah, it looks greasy.
He doesn't sound like a guy that is so high profile of a lawyer that he can go after, like, this Diddy case to me.
I don't know. Yeah. He also talked about who should be charged.
If you were attending one of these parties, if you will, and you attended before or you knew what was going to happen, that is, you knew that a particular drug was being used in drinks that was causing people to be coerced and taken advantage of, and you were there in the room, or you participated, or you watched it happen and didn't say anything, or you helped cover it up, in my view, you have a problem. And as we file each one of these cases, we're going to make an effort to resolve them on the front end. But failing that, we're going to file public lawsuits and pursue these cases aggressively.
He also said that it's weird because people are sending him tapes from the party. They're sending him tons and tons of video, but he has to be really careful with these cases because you don't know what the context is. Mm-hmm. You know?
You're just getting random videos.
Yeah.
It could take this guy years to go through this.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to him. He's got to go through all this video. He's got to go through all these witnesses. He's got to go through all these accusations that he wants to make sure is right before he announces any names.
Yeah.
He's got 120 victim clients. And there are more coming in. It could take years for this.
And then he said that they had 8,000 phone calls, so they got it.
Oh, I forgot to add that.
Yeah,
8,000 phone calls.
Oh, my gosh.
That's unbelievable.
I'm wondering it, because he said that he's taking it as part of the case from a guy from Los Angeles, called him and said, dude, I need help with this. So he also is helping this guy, and I wonder if it's one of those cases where you think you're going to be in the money, right? And then you start doing it, you're like, this is just too much work. It's like delivering newspapers when you're little.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the situation is.
My sister, she was older, and she would roll those newspapers up and deliver them. And then one day we got that phone call, man.
Yes.
It was from the newspaper company that called my dad and said, your daughter just dumped all the newspapers in the trash. Didn't even deliver them. She'd had it.
Too many to drop off.
Just too many.
Big a job.
Just too big of a job.
That's it. Too big a job.
You know how it is, Shmadel, like being here. Just so much, to do.
There is a lot to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you work two jobs. It's just a lot.
It is a lot. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about in the big term?
What do you mean?
Like, what's your long-term goal?
Yeah.
Dude, I have no idea, man.
Yeah.
I wonder that all the time, because, like, once you two retire, I don't know what I'm going to do as far as radio goes. So that's kind of why I'm doing this weed thing, just so that I have something extra to go into, just in case this doesn't work out.
Right.
Well, you better hurry.
That's kind of where I am right now.
Well, you better hurry, because Jamie and I decided we're retiring Friday.
I feel like it's going to be pushed up because BJ needs hearing aids, and that's really hard to do radio when you need hearing aids.
What? I didn't hear you.
What? Did the song end?
Friday, you've got 3 days, Shmadel. You better decide your future.
Oh, good luck, buckaroo. All right, I'm done. There you go, tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie and I made a friend this morning. She's down in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, her name's Angel.
Region. Angel. She's at work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
She didn't evacuate.
Got a big hurricane coming your way. But nope, she had to go in and work.
Did you notice how she made excuses for everything that they told her? Like, we're like, oh, but listen, your mandatory evacuation. She's like, yeah, but we're next to shallow water.
Yeah.
And then we're like, yeah, but, you know, it can come in inland. I mean, look at North Carolina. Yeah, but I'm not in a flood zone.
Yeah, she had an answer for everything.
Yeah.
We tried our best.
We did.
We even played this clip. This is the mayor of Tampa. We played this audio down the line for Angel, and it didn't change her mind at all. She continued to work at that accounting firm that she's at, right?
Well, it's an HVAC place.
Yeah.
Same thing. This is literally catastrophic, and I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
I don't think you can argue with that.
I mean, that is a lot.
Angel! Hello? Angel!
I mean, you know,
that's the mayor. I've never heard an authority that you know, elected official, say something like that.
You know what? I bet the people at Steel Bros wouldn't even let anybody work. They would be like, save your family, save yourself.
Yeah, get out of town.
Get out of here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Angel works for
I don't know.
Poopy pants guys.
I don't know. Dave over there at Steel Bros is pretty hardcore. He might make you stay and hook up a couple of hoses.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to say one way or the other.
Right? Oh my God, so dumb.
What a crazy storm, though. This thing's a Category 4 this morning. In all seriousness, it's a Category 4 headed for Tampa, Florida. The evacuation lines are just completely, when you go through your feeds today, and that can be Facebook, Instagram, wherever, all you're going to see is this hurricane. This hurricane is about to hit in about less than 48 hours now for the Tampa Bay area, and everybody's trying their best to get out of town. It is absolute chaos.
Did you see that your spirit animal texted you?
Who?
Your spirit animal?
No.
Yeah, she said, oh my God, BJ, you and I are supposed to be together.
Why?
Because she watched the Weather Channel for 5 hours too yesterday.
No!
Here from Colorado.
Wow.
We could watch together.
I know. It's like, why are you watching it? There's nothing happening. It's like literally just sitting there spinning. They even like run out of stuff to say.
Look, Jay.
And you're in Colorado.
No. There's a little romance. When you sit there and you listen to them talk about those millibars and how they've dropped down to below 90. Woo! And this thing is all getting, you know, it's starting to really blow now.
Yeah.
This storm is really kicking in. It's a cat.
Yeah.
Cat 5.
Now, I'll watch it when it hits landfall. You know, I'll watch for, like, you know, 30 minutes while the guy's trying to stand up and hold on to something. But you guys just watching while it's simmering is weird. For 4 hours, it's just out there doing nothing.
I love it. There's nothing else on. Nothing else on.
Yeah.
Watching a hurricane develop.
There was Real Housewives of Potomac to catch up on.
Right,
Housewives of, New York started. Oh, that's a good one.
Let me give you something with this hurricane that me watching the Weather Channel that I know that none of you know.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Do you realize there is a flock of birds, huge, thousands, that are caught inside this hurricane?
Do they sing?
What?
They can't get out. They're in the eye. They're in the eye of the storm.
Do they sing?
They can't run far away.
They can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You stuck in the middle because I don't know if they sing, Jamie. What do you mean if they sing?
Flock of seagulls?
No, it's not seagulls. It's just birds. They're birds that are caught up in the storm.
I had to just force that joke because he wouldn't listen. He just force it.
I didn't get it.
And force it.
Do they sing?
That's why I said they can't run far away. That's their
right,
song.
Right.
There are. Never mind. There are 1,000 birds that are stuck in the middle of this hurricane.
And
in
they
the
can't
eye.
Run away.
Can't get out of there.
And I run so far away.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Somewhere, Jamie.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos sitting in some room somewhere. Laughing. He's just laughing. Look what these people are doing. Oh, they're my sheep. I love it. He is sitting somewhere laughing at people because they're on with this Amazon Prime Days. They're waiting for lightning deals. Every 5 minutes, you got to check in.
I think they're doing a disservice to themselves.
What do you mean?
Well, because so all day long, the lightning deals change. So they want you to click on all day long, every 5 minutes, to see if whatever product you want goes on lightning deals.
It's a game.
It is a game.
It's a game.
It's bizarre. I mean, I did get some under eye patches because they're 42% off.
Yeah, okay.
They go under your eyes. You know, they're supposed to. I don't know what they're supposed to do, but they do stuff.
The dark circles.
Yeah, the dark circles and stuff. I bought those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you get a lightning deal?
I got a lightning deal.
Okay.
But see, you don't know if your product, like I'm looking for a vacuum. I don't know if the vacuum I want is going to be on a lightning deal or not in the next 48 hours.
I know. And then the thing is if you buy it, then if it goes on a lightning deal, you're going to have to return the other one.
Yeah. I'm going to be mad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe Target and Walmart are better ideas today.
Yeah.
Because they stay the same.
I think Jeff Bezos and Amazon thinks that they just have us right where they want us.
Well, they kind of do.
And here we are. We're just sitting here licking our lips, waiting for the next lightning deal.
I kind of am.
Not me. I'm not playing that reindeer game.
But listen,
not with these people.
Listen,
I won't do it. I'll go to Walmart.
Listen, there's a thermometer that's 43% off. That's a pretty good deal. It's
a
lightning deal.
How much is it?
Well, let me see. And it comes in 3 different colors because you need that when you're sick. Different colors. It looks like it's $16.
All right, I'm going to buy this one thing. But No. Listen to me. After this, I will not play his stinking games.
It's a lightning deal. You only have so many minutes.
Oh, I'm going to grab one thermometer. And that's it, folks. I'm done with Jeff Bezos.
You only have so much time to get it. So you
all right,
hurry up.
That's it.
Yeah. 64% of them have been claimed.
Oh,
you gotta hurry.
I'm going to get mine, but I will not participate after this. Promise.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
EJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to play this one more time. The meteorologist, the older guy that was crying because of the millibars on this thing had it dropped down.
The millibars are sad.
Yeah, the millibars
are sad. He got really choked up about this hurricane.
Never ever in the history of his career had he ever seen anything like this. That this hurricane had gotten to, to the category and beyond that he's ever seen in anything he's ever witnessed on a radar. And here's the guy getting all choked up. This guy's probably, when you guess, about 70 years old.
Yeah, I would.
He's been around for a while. Yeah. Here he is.
Yes, that news just came out right now. And it's just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific.
And he gathers himself.
All right, so here's what we got to do. Here's what we got to do.
What?
I mean, this guy just went viral, right?
Yeah.
He's been doing the news for, I don't know, never heard of him, nothing. Now he's viral. You need to cry.
Who, me?
Yep.
It's hard for me to do.
I know it is. I know. Maybe we get some Marley and Maddie in here, right? Yeah. Is that the name of the movie? Marley and Me?
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me, right? No, Maddie. Marley and Me. We get some of that in here, right, beforehand. And then you watch it, and then right at the end, you know where the dog dies?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to give that away.
Yeah, the dog did die.
Yeah, it dies.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd cry the second time around, though.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
No, I cried the first time because he caught me off guard, but that dog died.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I think if I've seen it before, I don't think on the replay I'm going to cry.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a tough one there.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Old Yeller? That's one from school. So they showed us Old Yeller in second grade, and all the parents were outraged.
Yeah.
Because they shot their dog in front of all of us kids in second grade.
Shot the dog. That might get me.
That's a little aggressive.
I do have a spot for that.
Yeah. Can you imagine now your kids all sitting in front of this projector, right? In second grade. And then you come home, but you're crying, and your mom's like, what happened? You're like, they shot the dog.
You're like, what?
What times dog? Have changed, right?
Yeah. That one might get me.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
This guy has gone viral, though.
Yeah,
this
he
guy
has.
Because he broke down and it was real too. I think he was on the Weather Channel yesterday.
Was
before
he?
This happened.
Oh, I thought it was like on some. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know for sure. But this guy, he broke down and man, it went everywhere. But it's so sincere too.
Well, yeah, because really those things went down.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Mellow bars or something?
The mellow bars. I am hungry for a candy bar.
They dropped like crazy. Caused him to cry.
I know, it's so bad. All right,
BJ, Jamie, we got to go, man. Don't forget, more chances. Hey, Spadil, do you know exactly what time we have the chances to go to Maroon 5?
12 and 3.
So, Heather?
Yep, Heather and then Slacker.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Hurricane Heather coming up next.
Is that what we're calling her now?
I don't know.
That's adorable.
I kind of like it.
All right,
you guys
let's
have a great day today. Enjoy, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.